long as it's around, like, I'm guessing it'll be something around, like, $500 at least for, like, a month is my guess.
Let me grab him. We'll get the rate in place, and we'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here. Oh, here's Paul to apply that.
Hi, Andrew. Andrew, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then actually, because it's a brand new business, I mean, kind of a year, but legally registered last week, you actually do qualify for reduced pricing. You know, our new in business rate is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would save you $300 every single month. It would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 to just $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299, and that's the exact amount. So, of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for each individual lead that comes your way. Our job is to simply make sure that your business and even a website that people could see would be one of their top options. When they're in your service area, they go on Google because they don't know who to call. Obviously, you're a young company, so this is going to be great for you. People won't need to know the name of your business, but if they're in your service area, they type in window cleaning, they type in gutter cleaning, whatever they might be typing in, as long as it's a service that you provide. Tara says you're going to add siding and some other things down the road. We can always, you know, increase the services and update any information. And as long as they're in your service area, you'll be one of those top options. I mean, obviously, you use Google yourself. You know, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And not everyone who sees you there will ultimately decide to call you. But that's okay, you know. I mean, you're only going to get calls from people that will have seen the website that will build for you. And, of course, that means they're choosing to call your company, usually because they want to hire you. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be that flat rate. And while it is a kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's kind of more like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. Certainly your success is our success. And although it's month to month, we know that our clients do keep the service long term because it's profitable to be where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, which is on that first page of Google or Bing. Now, because you do travel at least a little bit for the right job, Tara says that you're willing to go, you know, at least to the neighboring towns. How far would you regularly be willing to travel? You know, you're talking about 20, 30, 50 miles?
I don't know about miles. I just want to go based on, like, how long it, like, takes to get there. So
yeah.
Right now, I'm okay with going, like, 30, 45 minutes out
okay.
to a job, like...
Perfect.
Like, if that's, like, at most, so, like, if we're going to go out and do that, it would be something where we're going to, like, spend the day over there and take care of
right.
the jobs.
Sure. Yeah, and you'd be able to do that. You'd be able to do that for sure.
Yeah.
And we can... We don't draw a big circle around you as far as the miles go. You know, we'd be targeting specific cities that you'd be willing to go and travel out to. You know,
like,
a good 30, 45 minutes would be perfect for something like this.
Yeah, right now the biggest thing is just I want to, like, at least kind of get comfortable with doing it around, like, in a smaller area. I'm assuming,
right.
would I be able to think smaller and then add more zip codes and stuff as I go on?
You can always expand the coverage, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads included in that campaign. So we can always run the ads wherever you would want us to move them to. If there's places even 5 miles away that you know you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So, of course, we want to target the places and, of course, the people that you want to work with. And it's a very, very targeted marketing campaign. So again, like I said, we'll talk about your specific services. We'll build a website for you. Even as you add services and things like that, we can update your website. In fact, because it's a very young company, kind of basically brand new officially, At the beginning of this phone call, I messaged my supervisor to ask him if we could include a website upgrade. Now, the Platinum package that I'm talking about, the one that we've reduced down to $299, it already does come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. But just to get more phone calls, you know, a higher conversion rate, kind of give what most consumers want to see, which is a custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. They want you to have that very polished and professional look. I mean, that's what's going to make them want to hit that click-to-call button, right? So I'm asking for an upgrade to a custom website at no cost because it is such a very young company. Now, that would mean that we would build, host, maintain, and update for you a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, a custom website that either you can add photos to at any time or you'd have us add those photos or content at no cost. A lot of our clients do like that through their tracking system. You'd have that, the client dashboard, we call it, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You can also use the website editor tool, and you can make changes to your website on your own if you choose to do so. A lot of our clients just want us to take care of everything and make sure that their phone is ringing, and, of course, we'd be able to do that for you. Now, like I was saying, that new business rate is never going to go up on you. Even if you keep the service for years and become a well-established business, even if years down the road our price goes up, your price would never go up. It would stay at that $299. You'd actually save that 50%, save that $300 each and every single month. And while we did reduce the cost of the overall package, we did not reduce at all the $100 of Facebook ads that are included in that package. Now, Facebook works a little bit different than Google and Bing. Obviously, when someone goes on a search engine, they're searching for something. They're searching for someone to call or somewhere to go. Now, in the case of Facebook, they might just know in the back of their head, oh, you know, they've got that party coming up on July 4th or whatever the case might be. They want to make sure that the place looks nice. When they're on their Facebook page, as long as they're in that service area, that 30, 45-minute travel radius, they would see your ads that we would run for you. They would see your website that we would build for you. And from there, they click on it. They see that you do what they're looking for. They can see those before and after photos, reach out and contact you. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. And since that $100 Facebook ad spend is left entirely intact with that reduced rate, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month, every month, from someone in your area who'd be able to, you know, see that you do what they're looking for and call you. It's just another great way for you to reach more people. It does seem like you're able to kind of hit the ground running here with your business and take on, you know, about as much work as you can handle. Now, again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would still be that flat rate, that $299. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that the calls come directly to you, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, it definitely sounds good. The question that I was going to ask was about, like, if I would, like, get help with building a website, which mm-hmm. you answered, obviously. The question, like, you're saying, like, for the website that you would build, it would just be, like, a one-page, like, a simple thing? Or
no, that's
off.
Right, that's what is included already in the Platinum package. I'm still waiting to hear back from my supervisor if I can include the upgrade to a custom website. Let me do this while I'm waiting for you, because I want you to see exactly what you'd be getting here. I'm going to send you a link to the pricing page. We are not Google. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that they are Google, they're telling stories, their pants are on fire. Google doesn't make these phone calls for small and medium-sized businesses. Anything under 100 locations, Google can handle anything above that. But for the smaller businesses and medium-sized businesses, they did start a partnership program about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We're Local Splash. We've been around since 2004. The name of the website is localsplash.com. I sent you the link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone, open that up, At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pulling it up on my computer.
Gotcha. Perfect. So you will, like I said, be able to track your success, 24/7 access. You can even see what we're doing on the back end to get you on that first page. You can monitor your reviews from your tracking system. Now, obviously, you're going to have reviews on multiple platforms because we'll be creating multiple directories, destinations, submissions, not just so your customers can see that, but so that Google and Bing would see it too. It's actually called a search engine, not because people go on there and search for things, but because when they do that, the search engines search what's online, and the businesses that pop up on the first page are the ones that have the most relevant content. So whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook, Foursquare, Apple Maps, we create all the content that Google indexes when someone does a search. That way you'll have exactly what Google's looking for. Like I said, we get our updates and our training directly from Google since we're a Google partner. You can monitor your reviews wherever they come from, wherever they initiate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to your reviews for you at no additional cost, of course, in a professional fashion. We've been around since 2004, 19 years of industry experience. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, Andrew, it's a month-to-month service. But our clients do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, below that blue tinted photo that says our process and kind of outlines some of the things that we do in the very beginning, it says Google Ads Partner, and a box below that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G on it. You can click anywhere on that box. It's not like copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. If it were, that would kind of be a dead giveaway. But it does go, if you click on it, to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world for your success. We get our updates directly from Google. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, you'd be looking at the Platinum package, which I think is ideal. If you're saying, hey, I'm only going 5 miles away, I'm kind of not really looking to take on more work, then we might be talking about the Pro package. But you're going to get everything that you need for your company, even as it grows and expands, even as you said, once you get comfortable and maybe might want to add a few more of the farther out neighboring towns, we can do that with your Platinum package. The pricing would stay the same, but in this case, it's not the $599 listed there. It would be just $299 as an exact amount. You can see about halfway down, it says optimized landing page, and that's the one page website that I was talking about before. But I did ask for the upgrade to the optimized website, which is the My site that you'll see on the other packages to the right-hand side. So that's a custom website that we can update and make changes to at any time, multiple pages and tabs, anything that you would need, which is perfect, especially if you start adding additional services. You'd have an additional tab or additional page, you know, for something like the siting and things like that when you start doing that. Now, oh, hang on 1 second. It's a chime, and it is for my supervisor. Let me open that up. It says, for this very young company, especially one that is trying Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade the landing page to that customized My site. I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would have that custom website included. In fact, everything's included. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. So very straightforward pricing. Bills once a month for that flat rate of $299.
Okay. And that's everything. It's just, you know, $300 a month for, you said it's month to month. Is there a way
it
for
is
me
month
to just,
month.
Is there a way for me to just do like 5 or 6 months out of the year and then?
Yes.
Like,
really good question. Absolutely. Okay. So not only, I mean, it is, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I mean, I do exterior cleaning. So like windows
yes.
and gutters and,
right.
you know, middle, especially right now, like I said,
100%.
Year of high school right now, and during the winter I swim season, and I'm supposed to be a captain and stuff, so I have to, like,
yeah.
actually focus on
stuff there. Absolutely. So what I would say is some of our clients use it for 3 months a year. Like maybe their weather really dictates what they do. I mean, if they're roofers or landscapers in, you know, the Northeast, maybe they only use the service for, you know, 3-4 months out of the year. It is month to month. There is no contract. First of all, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, and more to your question, you can pause it too. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, or what you're referring to is more of like a seasonal hold where you would pause it for 4, 5, 6 months at a time. You can definitely do that as well. And we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is on pause, including the billing. What I would tell you is that it's a bit like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can keep going for a little bit, maybe pick up speed for a while. But if it's paused for more than, I'd say, 4 months, you would slowly start to see your placement fall off the first page. It just trickles down little by little. It doesn't happen overnight. And, of course, if you're on that seasonal hold, you're really not looking to take on more work anyway. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads, because again, that's budgeted out of the $299. We don't take your website down, but of course we don't make changes and update content and things like that when it is on pause, which is why after a few months your listing will start to fall off the first page. But once you're ready to get things up and going again, we just reactivate everything, do the additional posts and things like that, get you right back where you were before that pause. But it is something that you can definitely do, and I understand and agree why you would want to do it. And like I said, you'd only be paying for the months that you're using the service.
Okay. And then, like you said, it pauses the billing pauses too. So if I were to on July 1st pay for the service and do it for the month of July and then pause pause it on the 2nd of July and then, you know, didn't start it again until August 2nd, I still wouldn't have to pay until after, like, the 30th.
Exactly. Yeah. So everything is paused, including the billing of the account. So it's just like everything is just on hold. You still maintain the position. You still maintain the listing. Whenever you're ready for us to get it back up and going again, you just let us know.
Okay. So I'm just paying for it being online. I'm not paying to have the opportunity to put it online. It's just,
right. You're not paying to keep it on hold or anything like that. I know that some companies might do something like that, but it's actually Google guidelines, and we follow strict Google guidelines. You're only paying for the service when you're actually using it.
All right. Yeah. And then how long do I have this offer to take it? Because to be completely honest, until I cash the checks that I picked up yesterday, and the money that I'm getting today and then Tuesday, until I get that, I probably won't be able to afford it. It really just depends on, I got to talk to some of my cleaners because, one of them, like the main one that, I have and I talk to and stuff, he was saying something, like he had brought up the idea of, like, if everyone was okay with it, just like not getting paid for like a few jobs just to save up which I was thankful that he had asked that, because right now I'm in the position of where everyone else gets paid and then I sit here and, you know, everything that I make is back in the
right. I mean, that's actually smart, you know, as young as the company is, you know, to keep that momentum moving forward. So this is a position that we are actively filling, and as a Google partner, I mean, our service area is all of the United States and Canada, and anytime a position, any industry becomes available, it's our job to fill it, and we do only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So, I mean, one thing that I would be able to do here, partly because it's a brand new company, but also because you signed up recently with Angie Leads, would be to waive your setup fee. I mean, every one of our packages comes with that $299 setup fee because that's for the basic setup, the SEO content creation, making sure you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing. We do a client interview to talk to you in depth about how you want your website to look and how you want your company to be branded and things like that. So there is normally that $299 setup fee. It helps us cover the cost of getting you on that first page. But, I mean, what I'd be willing to do here, and Friday's actually the best day for me to try something like this because my supervisor's usually in a pretty good mood. He looks forward to the weekends. He's got a young daughter. Sometimes he even lets us go early so he can start his weekend early. And a lot of times, especially on Friday, he'll allow me to do something like waiving a setup fee or, you know, at least cutting it in half or something like that. So, I mean, I would be willing to waive that setup fee just with the idea that you would keep the service at least for a couple of months this year, and then we can break even on our end and then, you know, keep it going, you know, seasonally every year until you decide to stop running the business, which might not be for decades. You know, you're just getting things started here as a young man. Congratulations on that. And the other thing that I did see, and I kind of mentioned it when I said I could, you know, kind of reduce or waive your setup fees, that Angie's. Now, you know, obviously you're going to be able to use that when you've got the resources to pay for those leads, and you can keep those leads paused in the meantime. It is still quite early on in the day. I could put this on a hold until the end of the day. Or I don't know if you've got a credit card or not. I know you're just 17 years old, but I mean, we could certainly.
I have my debit card, and that's what I've been using for, you know, everything.
Got it.
Like, I can use, that's what I use for the Angie's Lead stuff, because I did talk to my dad about it, and I was thinking.
Fantastic.
I was going to try and set up a credit card with, like, the company or, like, under my name, but that was honestly going to take way too long, and it was just easier to give them my card and only put the amount that did that.
Right.
And
the
scam that, and I lose $300 as opposed to my dad getting scammed out of thousands of dollars because, you know.
No, that makes sense. And, you know, Angie's is a well-made lead service, and I'm very familiar with it. I actually celebrated my 11-year anniversary with the company on April 17th, so about 2 months ago. I've been with the company for over 11 years. That predates Angie Leads. Of course, it was, you know, it's now Home Advisor, powered by Angie. Used to be Home Advisor, and if you go back 9-10 years, it was Service Magic. It's the same company. They've changed kind of ownership, branding a little bit. But I've talked to a lot of business owners that have used that service. You'll definitely get leads. The downside is that it's a shared lead system. So every lead that you get does get sent out to a couple of your competitors. It's obviously going to be a little bit hit or miss. I've had people say, you know, I called them as soon as I got the lead. They already scheduled it with somebody else. So, I mean, you know, it's not always going to turn into work for you. But what I would tell you is this. I mean, my clients that have a lead service, either Angie's or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same way. What varies really is how much the lead costs and how many of your competitors get the same lead. But even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to scale back on that lead service, keep the leads paused, cap them at a lower amount, or even cancel altogether once we get their phone ringing. I mean, you're going to reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And if they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine, and, of course, you'll be listed there as well. So it's definitely going to get your phone ringing. I mean, I'd certainly be able to, you know, in good faith, maybe have to explain why I didn't ask first, but I'd be happy to waive that setup fee. My supervisor already did, you know, upgrade to the website, so I think he'd be okay with me moving forward at $299 as an out-the-door cost. Now, with that, you'd actually be saving $599. You're saving $300 every month off the normal cost of the service, another $299 off of the initial setup fee, which would just normally attach to the first month, but here it wouldn't even do that. You'd be saving $599 in your first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of a setup fee, that $299, but it's actually a lot better than that, because once we get your phone ringing, you love the service, you might have even scaled back or stopped using Angie's, it won't go up to $599. It stays kind of grandfathered in at that $299. Okay. So it's
If I could just kind of, would you mind if I just went to the bathroom really quick? I kind of like,
not a problem. No, I got a lot of things to kind of notate on your account here.
Yeah, no, I was honestly like getting up to go and I got the phone call and answered. But
yeah, no problem. I'll be here when you get back.
No, you're good. Thank you. All right, hello.
I am here.
Hey, sorry about that. I was just talking to my dad for a minute, too.
Okay, sure. No problem.
But yeah, I'm back at my computer now, too, so I'm ready to get back going.
Okay. When we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
Yeah, for now, I'm just going to make my personal number my business number, because...
Okay, gotcha.
To be completely honest, I'm really only getting calls from clients or, like, family right now. And
right,
family,
yeah,
workers.
Yeah. So the 586-255-9357, that'll be the number that we promote on your website, your Google and Bing listing, and all the other directories that we create. If or when that ever does change, just let us know. Real easy for us to update that information. The other thing I did want to ask you, and I know that I see the 430 Baldwin Avenue on the Angie leads. Your business, though, is service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. That's not a physical address, and there isn't a physical address, a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want to promote for your business online, right?
There's the 430 Baldwin, it's just where I live, so no, there's no...
Right, way. That's your residence,
right.
Yeah. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home. When you're going out to the customer, you don't need to maintain a storefront. Google wouldn't want to list that address any more than you would. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your front door and knocking on it, especially since you might be out in the field most days. So you're not going to see that physical street address appear anywhere.
It's not like that they would really be able to get in. It's like it's a condo.
Okay.
So
I got you. Yeah.
A door.
Perfect.
So, like, okay. It would really help neighbors, if anything.
Okay.
But. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. Oh, and then Andrew, Tara never did get your last name.
Lutton, Loutton.
Okay. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your business? The reason that I ask, I mean, obviously everything is going to have the click to call feature. We are going to be promoting your phone number, that 9357 number. Most of the time, you're just going to get those calls directly to you. The website that we build, though, will have a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would see it. If it's your personal email, that's totally fine. We would just hide it. No one would even see that email address. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form so you can get those email requests. What's a good email for you or for the business?
It's just a nice place exterior cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the way out.
Right. At Gmail?
At Gmail, yeah.
Okay. So the email is Nice Place Exterior Cleaning. I guess my question for you, I know it's an LLC, and that is how it's listed on Angie's, is with the LLC. Including the LLC or not including the LLC is completely a personal preference. There's really no right or wrong answer as to how to do that. But did you want the LLC as part of the branding of the business or just leave it off?
I really don't know. The only reason I would say no is just because Nice Place Exterior Cleaning is already a pretty long, company name. I don't want to add more to it.
You're right about that. And from a professional standpoint, if you're trying to pick my brain, and again, I've been doing this for quite a while, I always say to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. It just looks cleaner. It just looks sharper. Some people say, but I want it, and I'm like, fine, it's your business, it's your branding, but I agree with you to leave it just as Nice Place Exterior Cleaning, especially since that's the email address, and because it is a business email, people will be able to see that email address right there on your website. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it's the $299 as the out-the-door cost. We've waived the entire setup fee. We are still including the $100 of Facebook ads and the upgrade to the website.
And of course, it's month to month. Now, I would schedule a follow-up call. I think I mentioned it a little bit earlier. We'd have one of our technicians talk to you in depth about how you want your website to look and anything like a mission statement or a slogan, motto, tagline, etc., what's unique about your business. And, you know, of course, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It's just basic information about your business. The other thing that I'm required to do here, Andrew, because we are a Google partner, is to actually read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop it or pause it at any time, that we're including the website, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
I'm kind of confused, to be honest. But you just have to read off the thing that you're like required to read, or were you saying like a voice verification on my part for?
So Google calls it the voice verification, and we just use that terminology. But it's just something that I'm reading. It's recorded. Once I start recording it, you know, so that you state that you're the owner of the business, that you are authorized to enter into this agreement, that you're, you know, authorized to use the debit card, and that you understand that it's month to month and things like that. So it's just everything that we've already talked about. It gets recorded and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And that way, of course, your price will never go up. There's no taxes or hidden charges or anything like that. So it just outlines your service agreement. If it makes sense, if you agree to everything, then we would move forward from there.
Okay, and I can change a payment I want to, because
yes, I'm
absolutely to go with my.
You can do that at any time, and there's a number of different ways to do that. First of all, that's something that you can do through your tracking system, through your client dashboard. You can change the payment information. You can print out invoices for tax purposes and all of that. Or, of course, you can either just give us a call or let us know that you want us to call you back, and then we can update that information over the phone. But, yeah, this might even just be for the one-time payment, and then you can change the billing information at any time. You can change it as much as you like. I know that you said you were maybe in the process of getting, like, a company credit card. You can update that at any time.
Okay.
Okay. So give me just 1 second, then, to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So, Andrew, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call is, in fact, being recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Yes.
I have it as Nice Place Exterior Cleaning. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then please state your name and your title within the business.
My name is Andrew Luton, and I am the founder/CEO, I guess.
Yeah, that's perfect. Mr. Luton, as the founder and CEO of Nice Place Exterior Cleaning, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Andrew, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
On the debit card?
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's under my name.
It's kind of a silly question. We just have to make sure that it's not a card you found off the street or a friend that you're borrowing without them knowing. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to, that's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Andrew, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will always continue moving forward to let us know of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and whether you keep it or not, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, of course, is first of all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we wouldn't want you to like pay for a Yelp listing or anything like that. It's included. We wouldn't want you to pay for any of the service, to pay someone else for something that we're already providing for you. And also, even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So if you update a phone number or anything like that, let us know. We want to make sure that any information that's out there, especially if we don't create it, we want to make sure that it's consistent with the information that we'll be promoting for your business, which is the information that I've already verified. That's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Now, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with my supervisor allowing me to upgrade to the custom website, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 14th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299, Andrew, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included. That social media campaign is included at no cost. And then, again, with my supervisor's approval, in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $299, once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. And, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or, like I said, you can pause the service seasonally, even if it's for several months. You can pause the service at any time. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Andrew, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Andrew, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Could you re-say the last part? I'm going to be honest, I zoned out for a minute.
No, that's okay. Yeah, it's a little lengthy. It's a little wordy. So it just says that, you know, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it at any time for as long as you need to. whether it's like a month or 2 months, if you get more work than you can take on, you can pause the service seasonally. Like you said, you've got good reasons and multiple reasons over the winter time to pause the service. You can, in fact, pause the service seasonally as well. Now, I think what you're asking for clarification on is that all that we would ask to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. I mean, I used to work many years ago in client support. That's to prevent the charge. I mean, obviously, if you let us know before it's going to charge, we would stop the charge. I did, like I said, work in client support. I know that if you forget to call us, you call us the day it charges or the day after, a couple days after, you say, hey, I meant to call you, deposit. Can you do something about that, we would just reverse that charge and refund it out to you. But the letter of the voice verification verbatim says to let us know 3 days before your billing date so we can prevent that charge.
Okay. Yeah, I got that.
All right, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, you said it was a debit card. Those are most normally MasterCards or Visas.
Yeah, it's a Visa.
A Visa, okay. And is it your name first and last on that card or the... any middle initial?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it says T.
T like Tom, right? Not P like Paul?
Yeah. T as in Thomas.
Right.
As in Thomas. Oh, okay.
All right. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
So before I do that, the first month is just free, pretty much, right?
Well, the first month is $299. It bills proactively like your rent does. I mean, it would bill today's date for the $299, and then it would bill on July 14th. But, I mean, obviously, we're going to start building out your website in the next couple of days. Your website is active usually in 5 to 7 business days. The Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 10 days, but usually it's a little bit less than that. So we start getting charged even for managing your account. And, of course, for all the people that put in the time to get everything started, it would bill today for $299.
Okay. Well, today, right at this moment, I currently have about $30 in my bank account before I go deposit these checks and finish up these last few jobs that we have to do.
No problem.
Next week.
Yeah, like I was saying, it is still early on in the day, and if it's something that you're able to do, you could still secure the listing for your business, and we do client interviews today. It looks like even at 6 o'clock, the last one would still be available. We can even do your client interview at the end of the day today, if that works for you. We could wait until just prior to 6 o'clock to charge it, or 5 o'clock, whatever you think would give you enough time to deposit those checks.
I mean, really, the only thing that it is like, with the checks that I have enough money to purchase the listing. It's really just talking to my workers and my salesman and asking to see if they're okay with waiting a little bit to get paid.
Right.
So I can do this for.
Yeah, I think it wasn't. Didn't you say it was one of your workers that proposed that just to kind of keep the ball rolling?
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I think everyone would be okay with that. I mean, and it is $299 as a flat rate, so that's the entirety of what would be charged today. Did you need us to wait until like 6 o'clock, 5, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, probably just wait like a few hours because I want to get a phone call off and talk to everyone first so everyone knows what's going on. Because my plan with the money that I was making this week was to buy some new equipment because we're a little bit under equipped for gutters right now.
Right.
Not like we can't, it just takes like a lot longer than it should.
I understand. Well, I think everyone's going to be in agreement. I mean, we all use Google. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and it's a very young company. You just have not been around long enough for traditional word-of-mouth to be that reliable factor in getting new jobs. But every new customer that finds you online does become someone that can use your services again down the road or for a different surface that needs to be washed. They can, of course, start recommending you to their friends and their family. So it's really going to help you to grow your client base. And I think that's what your guys are going to want, to have that steady stream of jobs coming in.
Yeah. I mean, Nextdoor has been kind of a lifesaver for word of mouth. I've gotten, like, literally yesterday, I had two quotes that I had given, and both of the people had said, you know, best way to,
nice,
you know, spread word of mouth, and that's, you know, that's how they found us. And I was like, yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, of course, that's perfect.
And that was the first time I'd heard anyone say that, so the fact that two people said it back to back was just kind of weird to me, but, you know, it is a thing that makes sense. But yeah, the only question that I do have is, worst case scenario, would I, like, when is the latest that this offer is available before it's gone? Like, Monday? Because
right.
I know we have end coming up, and I just, you know.
So, the last client interview that we do today would be at 6 o'clock. So if we wanted to do your client interview today, we would have to, you know, finalize the transaction before 6 o'clock. We're here until 7 o'clock. If you wanted to avail of this position today, which would be, you know, basically the only way that I can only hold it until the end of the day. And then we could do your client interview on Monday, but that would give you an extra hour. I don't know that that would make a difference. Like you said, you really only need to make a phone call and then realistically, you know, an hour or two or whatever it would be, more than enough time to still have your client interview today at 6. There's also one at 5, and there's one spot available at 4 o'clock. So we could still certainly get this set up this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, so let me just make a few phone calls. I'm going to go get ready to head to the bank with my dad. Finally eat breakfast. I've been kind of running around, so I haven't been able to. Been sitting in front of my face for like the last 2 hours, so it's a little cold now, but that's okay.
Yeah.
okay. But, yep, I'm going to make a few phone calls, eat, get ready, head to the bank, set up the bank account, deposit the money, and as long as it's okay with everyone, use the money that we made to go and do that.
Yeah, I think you guys will do quite well with it. I mean, just speaking with you, I think you're really ready to take your business to the next level, and then being listed on Google on the first page even, and having a website that people can see, that's definitely going to get your phone ringing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely happy to do whatever it takes to, you know, get my name out a little bit more. It's just, it takes a little, I'm still, right now it's like a little bit more stressful, obviously, because I'm literally living like paycheck to paycheck with, not living paycheck to paycheck, but
right.
growing the company paycheck. And,
yeah, of course.
You know, I woke up this morning and I felt like sick, and I know 100% it's just stress, and it's not like I'm actually sick or anything, but I just, any help that I can get definitely helps, and I've been worried about.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot already on your shoulders, you know, and to have this
taken care of
would be a big relief for you, I think.
I had to hire another salesman, because the one that I have is on vacation for a week and a half.
Oh,
thankfully,
yeah.
he's bored doing nothing for, like, in a car for a really long time, so he's kind of just been scrolling through the door, and thankfully, one of those, I was able to secure a job for windows in and out for $500, and then on the same house, it was
perfect.
Like $50 for gutter backside of their house for siding. So
nice.
And since I make that sale, I make majority of the money on that. So that's why I was asking next week would be okay, which I can always just pay my guys next week. I was talking about how the money that I make, I wanted to start trying to pay people weekly or like bi-weekly instead of just by jobs, because you know, it's a lot easier to track, and then I can go through and like keep track of who's getting paid, how long everyone's been working, you know, who deserves bonuses, who doesn't, you know, all that stuff. So I can always just be like, well, I did say this, but I do still yesterday. So I've been looking for someone to help with the website, and, you know, having the ability to not only have that website, but have it on the front page of Google, definitely, I feel like, will boost revenue a little bit.
Sure, quite a bit.
Only my salesman is just worried that it's going to, the stuff that I get from that, I'm going to take majority of the profit, and he's not going to get anything, but I had to reassure him that he would, I would give him a lot of the leads, because I quite literally just don't have the time to handle them.
Right. And, you know, I definitely hear you. And, you know, my concern, just from my experience talking with business owners, it's the smaller
and newer companies that kind of struggle with the lead-based service, because you start paying for leads right away, the jobs might not come in right away. You might spend, you know, $300 in a week with Angie's and not get a single job out of it, you know. So this is definitely going to be something that's a little bit, well, first of all, it's going to be, I would almost, you know, be 100% sure that it's going to end up being less expensive overall than Angie's. And of course, it's going to be more profitable. You're going to reach more people. You're going to be talking to those people directly instead of chasing down the leads. And of course, it's a lot easier to budget for. You know, it's that fixed rate and it bills once a month for that exact amount of $299.
Yeah. Only thing with Angie's is that was a little annoying is that you don't, like, I can't, if I pause the lead, it doesn't pause how long the membership is. And it is only yearly free, but it's not that bad.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah, but you paid for the year, and if you pause it, it just pauses the lead. It doesn't pause your membership. So your membership would have to renew every year, even if you're only using it for half the year, right? So you're still paying for something that you're not getting with that. And you pay for a lot of leads and maybe not get the job. And it depends on how many leads you get. And it depends on how big the lead looks on paper. I mean, if it looks like a bigger job, they will charge you more for that lead. Not like you're more likely to get that job, you're just more likely to pay more for it. So it's hard to budget for sometimes, and it's not like a credit card. You know, they don't bill you and give you like 2-3 weeks to pay it. They just take it out of your account, you know, and that has been like an unpleasant surprise for a lot of business owners, you know, getting more taken out of their account than they're expecting.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the only thing that I don't like, that they send it and then charge you after, but I talked to one of the guys about it, and he did say that there was an option to, like, prepay a certain amount, and then they send me leads until I hit that maximum, and then they'll stop, which that's probably what I'm going to end up doing, because then I'll have a lot more control over being able to budget how much I spend on leads and stuff, especially because right now the focus that I have is the order of purchases that I'm making right now is This obviously, it's probably going to put a little bit of a hold on the other stuff, but this, insurance as soon as I can, which that's going to be like $400, new equipment, power washer, and then a water fed pole, which, and a deionized water tank, which it's like around $2,000 to $3,000 for a new one. I could probably find a used one for $1,000. But it's literally just a tank that pulls the minerals out of the water.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And it makes it so, like, it takes cleaning jobs from 2 to 3 people taking, like, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, to one person doing it in, like, an hour. So it cuts a lot of cost and gets done really quick. And that's my ideal spot where I'll actually be able to start making money, because I'll be saving money in the company for, you know, monthly things, paying for ads, you know, saving up for the winter so when we come up next year, all the replenish stuff that I have to buy, I can just do it off the rip instead of having to wait for us to get some, especially because we'll have yearly clients then. Like, right now, it's actually been really nice to watch, but last year it was just kind of like a do a job, probably not text the guy ever again, and then, you know, it's because, like I said, it was more of like a side hustle last year, but now, like, I have a client list, and, like, I schedule stuff, and it's really nice to see it, like, starting to fill up, and as, like, a little annoying that it is I have to do all this scrolling around and looking around on a Google spreadsheet, it's definitely a very silver plate problem to have, because I'm mainly just grateful to, you know, have the problem of having too long of a client list where I have to scroll down a little bit more than I want to figure out who I'm going to do a job for next. I gotta head out, but I'll call you guys in a few hours. I'll realistically end up calling you guys within the next, like, 2 to 3 hours, because I'm gonna head to the bank, like I said, call my guys, talk to them, probably pick up the payment that they get for the job that they're doing right now. And then I have to go do a few leads, but I'll probably call you guys back and set that stuff up before I go do those leads, just because is obviously a little more time sensitive.
Right. Yeah. And then that should leave us time to still find a good half hour or so that you're available for that follow-up call with our technician. That way we can still get everything started before the weekend. I did just send you my contact information by text. You can call me directly or even just respond to that text message. Let me know that you're ready to receive my phone call and I can give you a call either way.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just shooting a quick. One of my guys is looking to call me. So,
perfect.
Okay, you just sent my phone number. Perfect.
Yep.
I call that number, not this one.
Yeah, the one that you can call, the one that you see. It's just going to route back through Tara or one of my other mapping coordinators, and they would transfer the call to me. This way it goes directly to me. I see it on my screen even if I'm on another phone call.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate that. I'll call you back in a little bit.